This is the Composer's Datebook for January 6th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1733, music-loving readers of a Leipzig newspaper called the Nachricht auf Frage und Anzeiger would have seen this welcome announcement. Tonight at 8 o'clock, there will be a Bach concert at Zimmermann's Coffee House on Catherine Street. So, in addition to a grande latte or double-shot depth charge, Zimmermann's patrons could treat themselves to a grand suite or double concerto by J.S. Bach. As if Bach wasn't busy enough providing all those sacred cantatas and organ chorales for two Leipzig churches every Sunday, he was also in charge of that city's Collegium Musicum, an organization that presented more secular musical fare. It's likely that on occasional weekday nights at Catherine Street, most of Bach's concertos and chamber works were performed by Bach himself, alongside many of the same musicians he employed each Sunday for his church music. Given his staggering workload, it's not too far-fetched to assume that caffeine helped Bach stay focused and alert. One of his secular cantatas might even be considered as an early form of an advertising plug. The humorous text of Bach's Coffee Cantata recounts how a young woman's addiction to coffee triumphs over her stuffy father's moral objections to the tasty brew. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.